This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
All right, we're going to get to the NBA playoffs here in a second. It's Baskin and Phelps. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're just talking a little bit more about the Guardians. They're in the series with the Dodgers now, what they were able to do against Detroit over the weekend, coming off of a rough stretch there against Cincinnati, a little bit of a rough stretch with Minnesota over the week before. How about those midges yesterday, too? I was going to ask you about that. I didn't bring it up in our call, but they're just crazy insane, man.
Yeah, they show up every year, Andy.
Yeah, but they always seem to show up now and then during the playoffs, right? If you get a warm day during the playoffs, they miraculously return.
Nothing worse than those things flying up your nose.
Do you get a ton of midges in your neck of the woods?
No.
I don't either.
We're not by the lake.
No, I know. It seems like it's more of a west side thing, I'll be honest with you. I think the midges like the west side more than they like the east side.
Well, you know, there's a big preference to people in Northeast Ohio. You going to go east side? You going to go west side? You going to go south?
I know. It's
midges
almost like,
have apparently picked west.
Yeah, I think so too. It's almost like if you don't like snow, then you live on the west side, but you have to like midges. If you can enjoy snow and don't want midges, you live on the east side.
I think it depends. On the east side, I've got family in Willowick,
yeah,
and the midges over there are just as bad to where I am on the west
side. Theory, Andy.
Yeah. I think it's just proxy because like they literally live like
depends
right on
where
the lake.
On the east side, though.
That's, yeah, they're like just right on the lake, so I think it's a proximity thing.
Yeah.
Just move to Akron.
No midges in Akron?
We don't have midges. We're all good.
There's no surf in Cleveland, and there's
good.
No midges in Akron.
Good.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Just move to Akron.
Where do you think the line is for the midges? Is there a line?
I would say probably about 1 to 2 miles inland from the lake. Because I'm about a mile inland from the lake where I live, and they are bad. They are swarming everywhere.
The only time I remember seeing midges when I was a kid is when we would go to Cedar Point. Like, they were all over the place.
You know, there's a lake there.
I know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Is that Erie? Is that the name of it? Are we going to rename it?
Same lake.
I just want to make sure. I'm just saying.
Lake Cedar.
It seems to me, though, that the midges like the west side more than they do the east side. That's just me. Downtown and west side, that's where they like. Demos, Shaker Heights. Hey, Demos, how are the midges in Shaker?
The midges are fairly prevalent in Shaker, and they're, you know, I don't, when I let my dog out, I have to do it quickly or else they just kind of come right in. So,
and maybe because of Shaker Lakes, that's why.
Could be. I mean, look, as soon as it stopped raining last week, you know, that's when they came out. So yeah. It has to be some function of rain and a little warmth, you know, that they all hatched.
They're like freaks. They're like the freaks.
It's as bad as it's been, though, in a few years, though. I don't remember it being this bad. Now, the game yesterday,
yes,
walking in and out, there were a ton of midges. But fortunately, I was sitting up high and watching the game, and it didn't bug me at all.
That's because they're scared of heights. I don't know if you know that or not. Midges are scared of heights. Yes,
maybe. So
not Shaker heights, but just heights.
They're ground bugs.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The Guardians. All right. So Ohtani hits the first pitch out of there. I think between Bibee and Williams, I think they've had five first pitch home runs this year.
Demos, I think that's right around the exact number. I think you're right.
Is that, I mean, we've got to be leading the majors in that category because that's weird.
So,
you know, just I'm talking first pitch, not first batter, first pitch. Because I saw Bibee do it once already this year.
I think Bibee did it in back-to-back starts.
Yeah, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. So now here's my take on the Guardians. I'm not hitting the panic button yet because I just don't feel like things have come together. I don't think the back end of the lineup has. I was, you know, seeing Bo moved up to second. You know, I'm like, at least I don't think Tito would have ever done anything like that.
No
so
way.
Vote is get, you know, gets, you know, credit in my book for at least mixing it up like that. And that was an odd lineup yesterday. Arias, Martinez, they seem okay. You know, Jones and Big Christmas. I don't know what we're going to do with Big Christmas. I mean, you know, he's flailing out there.
He's not getting a lot of at-bats, though, Demos. You know?
I get it. And I'm saying you want to go up and down between Columbus and here to try to get me. You know, Rocchio's doing that right now, right? He's trying to get in maybe some rhythm down in Columbus.
Trying.
But, you know, look, there's a lot of stuff going on that things haven't settled down yet.
And Arias's batting average is dropping.
Yeah, whatever happened last year, whatever magic of change that Vogt brought in, that the team kind of, you know, responded to, and you know, look, baseball does involve a little bit of luck here and there, but things this year are not playing out with that same level of, you know, of whatever magic dust Vogt sprinkled on the team last year. So I'm hoping that it's just a matter of that we still have to settle down. We haven't hit our rhythm yet. We haven't had like a really great long streak or anything like that. When's Bieber coming back even, right? I mean, you know,
early July is the word.
Yeah. So, look, if we get lucky and he returns to, you know, the some level that he was there, I think we'll be okay because we're hanging in there. We're not like we're that far out of first.
No, you're right. And it could have been a devastating weekend against Detroit, but they were able to hang, and what could have been really bad turned out to be something really good. So
sure.
or almost as good as you can get, other than losing that last game. Kevin's at Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful day here in Northern Ohio. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I missed something, but we had a baseball team that was on the edge of maybe making the World Series last year. And then we got rid of our, if not best hitter, let's say at least our second best hitter. Mm-hmm. And then sure. we signed an aged veteran who, forget the back nine, he's walking down the 18th fairway at this point. And then you had a chance to bring in a guy like, oh, I don't know, Jorge Polanco, who only signed for like $7 million and could have filled in the gaps of our middle infield that we got rid of as well. And we didn't do any of that. So instead, we got rid of our second best hitter, brought in an aged veteran, and didn't add anything else to the hitting. And we're hoping some young guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot?
Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Maybe catch lightning in a bottle in our infield and maybe can actually get a hit and bat something over, I don't know what, 220 maybe? I mean, am I missing anything in that picture of what we did in the offseason?
Let me hit rewind. No.
The only thing.
Yeah.
I do not understand the Naylor trade.
Right.
How about if we give Slade Ciccone five more starts, Andy?
Yeah.
And Kevin, maybe they saw something and specifically pinpointed him. I was not a proponent of trading Naylor, obviously. I don't understand it to this day. The only thing I'll point out, Josh has cooled off some. Carlos has picked up some. Carlos notoriously has slow starts. They're about 50 points apart in batting average, but same number of home runs, and Naylor has a few more runs batted in. But overall, I agree with you, Kev. Let's just see what Slade Ciccone can do. Maybe they really wanted him and think he's going to be something. I don't understand the Naylor trade because it has to be they think Slade's going to be something really special.
Or they believe this competitive balance round B draft pick they're going to get is going to be fantastic.
They're going to nail it, yeah.
Well, I hope you're right, Jeff. I really do. And at 55 years of age, I'm blessed with a full head of hair. But, man, this team is going to pull all of it out.
But why do you do that to him? That makes him jealous. He gets really nice. Mad. Kevin, now I got to deal with him for the rest of the day.
The one thing that's interesting about this, though, to me, if they'd have traded Naylor and flat out said, you know, we want to clear at-bats an opportunity for Kyle Manzardo to just be our regular first baseman. We think we have one. I would have understood it. But when they went out and signed Carlos, it's like, well, now wait a minute. He's going to be getting in the way of Manzardo perhaps being your everyday first baseman. Although Manzardo's had a lot of at-bats, what's going to happen now, though, when David Fry comes back?
Isn't there a shot that he just didn't fit the clubhouse? I mean, I know when your brother's you don't want to do that. But
maybe they thought it would be better for his brother if they weren't together. I don't know. What I do know is this. You traded a 27-year-old guy and brought in a 39-year-old guy. And you could have kept Josh for one more year and lost him in free agency, okay, or traded him at the trade deadline. And instead, you signed Carlos for more money for just one year.
Well,
exactly.
They've got a glut of first basemen. There you go. You feel better, Kevin? Thank you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it makes me crazy, but I'm sure I'm with everybody. We all wish him the best, but it's just hard to understand the moves they do. But go Guardians. Let's hope they win.
Thanks.
The weird thing is you had Naylor for a year for less money than you signed Santana for a year. And Naylor has clearly been a better hitter in recent years than Carlos Santana. They must, and this could be great because our organization is great at this. They might really think that Slade Ciccone is going to be really good. And Andy,
you know, the other
he's
thing
been
is,
pretty good so far.
Josh, a free agent at the end of the year.
Well,
too.
Yeah, but so is Carlos.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, they had Naylor for another year.
Of not working. Like, fans loved him. Crushed the ball. I mean, there were just a lot of things to like about him.
Body that Babe Ruth would love.
Ah, well, all right. Or Baby Ruth. Same thing. What's the difference? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I just want to spend a minute, and we'll come back to it here in a couple seconds. Your thoughts on the NBA, where we are in the playoffs, just really quick.
I think it's bizarre how we're seeing these incredible leads get built up in the playoffs. It's weird to me. And, you know, we saw the same type of deal with Indiana that we saw with against the Knicks, that we saw against the Cavs.
Exactly.
You know, they won the first two games in Cleveland. They won the first two games in New York. Then they go home and they lose. And that's the one series where it's not the incredible swing so far. We saw it against the Cavs where You know, like Indiana got blown out, and then they beat the Cavs in five. Well, how do you get blown out by a team that you beat four times in five games? And I don't think this is the case. I want to touch on this later, but it's just made me think, are you just phoning in a game or two in the playoffs? Because, okay, we're going to be here, blah, 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 blah. We won game one and two. We can relax in game three, and then we'll come back gangbusters in game four. Makes me think, just play three. Go all out for three games, and we're not playing baseball.
So you're saying play a best of five?
No, I was thinking you could play three, and I hate the idea.
There's no way that would ever happen.
Exactly.
No way.
I mean, it's a television product. Yeah. I get that. But to me, it's just, well, then how are these teams getting blown out? I mean, go back to the 2016 NBA Finals.
Yep.
Where there were so many blowouts. It's, why are we – clearly there's a lack of motivation in some of these games. And, well, are you going to be more motivated
and
do a better product?
I don't see it
product?
That way, though. Like, it's not like the players
are lost by 42 points in Minnesota in game three.
Yeah, but it's like second half
and they're
loss up 3 of motivation.
To 1. What the hey happened?
I don't think any of these games start with a team thinking, oh, well, we're just going to give up in the second half. I don't see that at all. I don't know how you can. When you get into a playoff situation like that, you've got to figure out, you know, you're going to play hard. No one's walking into a game going, oh, we're going to get blown out tonight or we're going to do this one way or another.
Yeah, I know. But I just think I think the number of blowouts it's been ridiculous. And I think it's terrible for the NBA. It's a terrible look.
All right, we'll come back to that.
For instance, game three, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, I tuned in and it was already a 20-point game. I paid no attention.
Hmm. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 11 o'clock, so she'll be with us in less than 5 minutes. We'll talk to her next. Baskin and Phelps, 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.